The United States Senate is challenging President Trump's approach to Saudi Arabia on two fronts. Senators voted today to recommend ending support for the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. That came amid news of a partial ceasefire agreement. Separately, the Senate directly blamed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. We'll have a full report after the news summary. In the day's other news, the president denied that he ever told his former personal lawyer to violate campaign finance law. Michael Cohen is going to prison for arranging payments in 2016 to conceal Mr. Trump's alleged sexual affairs. But in a Fox News interview today, the president insisted Cohen acted on his own.
A lawyer who represents a client is supposed to do the right thing. That's why you pay them a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. He is a lawyer. He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong, and he understands that.
Meanwhile, it is reported that candidate Trump attended a 2015 meeting on how the National Enquirer might bury negative stories about his relationships with women. The Wall Street Journal and NBC News say Mr. Trump joined Michael Cohen and the Enquirer's publisher at that meeting. A woman accused of acting as a covert agent for Russia pleaded guilty to conspiracy today in a plea bargain. Maria Butina appeared in federal court in Washington. She admitted trying to infiltrate the National Rifle Association and set up back channels with American conservatives. Butina's case is separate from the special counsel's Russia investigation. Police in France say they have killed the accused gunman in the Strasbourg shootings. Officials say Sharif Shekat died in a shootout there tonight. Security forces had been hunting him since Tuesday's rampage that killed three people at a Christmas market. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May was back at it today, asking the European Union for changes in a Brexit deal. This comes after she survived a no-confidence vote in her own party. James Mates of Independent Television News has our report.
The warm glow of victory last night over the plotters at home may not have lasted long as Theresa May moved straight to the next battle in Brussels. She had come to ask, perhaps even to plead, for the legal guarantees she needs to get the withdrawal bill through Parliament. France's President Macron, just the first to say that legally binding commitments won't be forthcoming. I think it's important to avoid ambiguity, he said. We can have a political discussion, but we can't reopen a legally binding agreement. Mrs. May has been making the case, explaining what she needs and why. They'll discuss a response among themselves at dinner this evening without her. They'll also talk about how to step up their preparations for a no-deal Brexit that looks ever more possible.
One of the reasons Theresa may not get what she's asking for here is a feeling among other leaders that whatever they offered her, it wouldn't be enough to get the withdrawal agreement through Parliament. They have watched the debate in London in the last few weeks, and optimism that this can all be wrapped up in the new year is pretty thin on the ground.
That report from James Mates of Independent Television News. There is new violence in the Middle East. A Palestinian shot and killed two Israeli soldiers in the West Bank today. Two other people were wounded, and the Israelis launched a manhunt, sealing off roads into Ramallah. Later, the army said soldiers killed a man who tried to ram them with his car. On Sunday, a premature Israeli baby died after another attack, and troops killed the suspected gunman. China has now confirmed that it has two Canadians in custody for allegedly endangering its national security. Michael Kovrig, is a former diplomat who lives in Hong Kong. Michael Spavor runs tours of North Korea. Their detention follows Canada's arrest of Meng Wanzhou, a Chinese tech executive. She faces possible extradition to the United States on charges of violating sanctions on Iran. Back in this country, the U.S. Congress gave final approval to overhauling its handling of sexual harassment claims. The new rules hold lawmakers personally liable for settlements and eliminate a cooling-off period before victims can file suit. California Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier said it's high time for a change.
Time is finally up for members of Congress who think that they can sexually harass and get away with it. They will no longer be able to slink away with no one knowing that they have harassed. There will be transparency, and members will be held accountable.
The measure now goes to President Trump, who is expected to sign it. A federal appeals court panel has upheld an injunction against changes in federal birth control rules. The Trump administration wanted to let more employers opt out of providing women with free contraception. Today's ruling came from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 70 points to close at 24,597. The Nasdaq fell nearly 28 points, and the S&P 500 slipped a fraction. Still to come on the NewsHour, a partial ceasefire could be a starting point to end the brutal war in Yemen. Two outgoing senators discuss their time in office and the gridlock among lawmakers. The last migrant rescue ship in the Mediterranean ceases operations following pressure from European governments, and much more.